This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. California has built its reputation on being a leader in environmental policy, but when it comes to fuel choices, it remains the lone state refusing to allow the sales of E15. The ethanol blend, which contains 15% ethanol, has been proven to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and is available across most of the country. That leaves many in the biofuels industry questioning why a state so committed to clean air and climate goals continues to keep the door closed on a lower emission option. We talk with the folks of the Renewable Fuels Association next.
The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network provides content made for Iowa's farmers from the markets you track to the insights you trust. Paired with your local station's news and community updates, we create a comprehensive source of information you can rely on every day. Our broadcast team has roots across Iowa, providing you with blanket coverage of ag news from throughout the state. Local radio and the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, we work together for you. This message from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.
Drivers in California already use about 1.4 billion gallons of ethanol each year, which accounts to just over 10% of the nation's total consumption. If the state were to approve E15, that number could jump more than 2 billion gallons, creating demand for roughly 267 million bushels of corn. For Robert White with the Renewable Fuels Association, that potential makes California one of the biggest untapped markets for ethanol expansion.
California, as I think most people know, has been 10% ethanol for two decades now. And it's important to note that they are the second largest state as far as gasoline consumption and consume over 1.5 billion gallons of ethanol each year. So when we look to the opportunity and market opportunity for ethanol to move from 10 to 15%, it's a huge market. In fact, almost 267 million bushels of corn or 800 million gallons of ethanol. And in fact, last week, a hauler of ethanol said, "When can I move another 2 million gallons a day?"
Adding California to E15's roster would go a long way towards supporting demand at a time when farmers are staring down a large corn harvest. With bushels piling up and ethanol industry looking for new growth, California represents an opportunity sitting right on the doorstep. Robert White says it just needs to cross the finish line.
When we're looking at the corn crop we have in the field or coming out of the field as we speak, and the state of the ethanol industry and how much we're looking for another market or market expansion, California is a perfect example of something that's right in front of us, and we're just trying to get it to the finish line.
The Renewable Fuels Association is continuing its push by working to educate stakeholders all along California's fuel supply chain, while also pressing regulators and lawmakers to act. Robert White says the association has launched a series of workshops to build understanding of how E15 can be integrated, even as the rulemaking process and pending legislation move toward a decision point.
So what we're doing is continuing to push CARB. We finally got them the budget they need to start the rulemaking process. But at the same time, in parallel, we have a piece of legislation that would make E15 legal on signature of the governor or without his signature in 30 days, which is coming up at the beginning of October. And it's sitting on the governor's desk as we speak. And so in the interim, we've been hosting educational workshops for the entire fuel supply chain across California that we started at the beginning of September.
Ethanol advocates say the finish line is closer than ever for E15 in California, with both regulatory and legislative avenues now in play. If realized, the move would not only expand fuel choice for drivers, but also create a significant new market for America's own corn growers. Supporters remain confident that California will eventually join the rest of the nation in embracing a cleaner, lower-cost option at the pump. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman reporting.